Health, housing and well-being. Key priority 5, health services. The 2018-19 Statement of Priorities, see glossary, requires all health services to develop a draft disability action plan by 30th of June 2019 for implementation within 3 years of publication. Footnote 2. We partnered with the Victorian Healthcare Association to deliver an interactive disability action plan e-learning module for health services, including Victorian public hospitals, community health services, and regional multi-purpose services. The module builds capacity within organisations to be responsive to the needs of people with disability, increase representation of people with disability on governing bodies, boards and committees. Key priority 6, housing. The Director of Housing Design Guidelines are now in place for all low-rise public housing. These guidelines stipulate the required level of adaptability and accessibility to enable access amenity for residents with disability, including those in a wheelchair, and to facilitate modification if required in the future. These guidelines outline the minimum levels of amenity and specific requirements to incorporate both visitability and adaptability in the design and construction of new public housing. The design of new dwellings must, where practical, achieve the standard of gold level of the Livable Housing Design Guidelines, or AS4299, Adaptable Housing, to ensure housing is constructed to readily meet the needs of residents who may require accessible accommodation. The Victoria planning provisions set an objective and standard for accessibility to ensure the design of apartments meets the needs of people with limited mobility. Apartments that comply with the standard provide passages, doors and room layouts to meet the changing needs of residents and ensures housing stock caters for a diverse range of household types over time. Footnote 2. https://www.2.health.vic.gov.au/hospitals-and-health-services/funding-performance-accountability/statement-of-priorities. End footnote. Case study. George, footnote 3, spent more than 20 years living in a refugee camp before arriving in Brisbane in 2015 on a humanitarian visa with his wife and 9 children. 3 years before he left the camp, George suffered a severe stroke, resulting in extensive hemiparesis to the right side of his body, incontinence, memory impairment, and extensive use of a wheelchair. He also has type 2 diabetes. The family relocated to Melbourne to live with extended family. However, it was not a long-term solution because of the lack of disability access at the property where George often has to shower and sleep in the backyard. Unable to find private housing due to no rental history coupled with disability access needs, the family was referred to the Refugee Health Program. Through this service, the family's need for comprehensive care coordination was identified, including crisis and transitional housing, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, diabetes education, dietetics, welfare support, home-based aged care, education, and community services. The Refugee Health Program worked with housing agencies to secure suitable housing and occupational therapy support. Home-based appointments with occupational therapy, hospital services, and settlement services enabled a statewide equipment program and aged care assessment to be completed. Footnote 3. Name changed for this case study. End footnote. End case study. Action 9. Health promotion. In mid-2018, we launched the Supporting Every Smile online oral health package, which is supported with consumer-tested, easy-read oral health information. The package includes guides to developing policy and procedures to embed oral health promotion at the organisational level, information and strategies to build the capacity of support workers to support oral disease prevention every day, consumer-tested, easy-read oral health information and communication tools that can be shared with service users and their families. In September 2018, a presentation about the Supporting Every Smile website was delivered at the Special Needs Dentistry Workshop to approximately 40 attendees. Dental Health Services Victoria continues to support GenU's Oral Health Champions program. The program was a finalist in the Public Oral Health Awards Community Oral Health Champion category in November 2018. The underscreened program commenced in July 2018 to improve cancer screening participation for people with disability. This initiative, led by Cancer Council Victoria and Breast Screen Victoria, has developed and implemented a program to strengthen access to safe, acceptable quality screening programs for people with disability. Action 10, Dual Disability. We funded Mindful to offer more than 20 workshops with 520 places available for autism-specific training in assessment, diagnosis, and early intervention. The focus of the training was on child and adolescent mental health staff working with children from birth to 12 years and youth justice and adult mental health service staff. Action 11, Vulnerable Children and Families. In 2017-18, we allocated $5 million additional funding over 2 years to meet demand for the Kindergarten Inclusion Support Program, footnote 4. The Kindergarten Inclusion Support Program gives children with disability or developmental delay access to quality kindergarten programs that maximise their inclusion and participation. An additional $3.2 million for the program was secured from the Additional Supports for Children with Disabilities package announced in November 2017. This one-off additional funding provided services with further capacity to support children with disability or developmental delay in kindergarten. Footnote 4. https://www.education.vic.gov.au/childhood/professionals/needs/pages/kinderinclusion.aspx. End footnote. Picture caption. Health, housing and well-being. People with disability experience a high level of well-being in all aspects of their lives. Robert Rose, AFL Wheelchair League. Image descriptions. Left, wheelchair football team. Right, woman in wheelchair with football being followed by man from the opposition team. End caption. Case study. Autism Swim and Sport and Recreation Victoria partnered with the Victorian YMCA and Special Olympics Victoria to deliver workshops and online training and certification to more than 100 swim instructors around Victoria. A focus on swimming can help to develop physical literacy and fundamental movement skills in early childhood. Aquatics offers the additional benefits of lifelong water safety skills and is a great Victorian pastime for many families. Whether it is chasing a gold medal in the pool or building confidence so a family can enjoy a day at the beach, the ability to swim is a skill for life. End case study. Action 12. Parks Access. In 2018, we introduced the following inclusive initiatives through Parks Victoria. A visitor guide for walking trails suitable for all-terrain wheelchairs in the Dandenong Ranges National Park. A volunteer Sherpa program in Mount Dandenong National Park to assist visitors using the park's all-terrain wheelchair. Universal Design Principles, see Glossary, in the planning of new visitor experiences and upgrading of old visitor facilities. A forest therapy program at Gresswell Forest for adults with intellectual disabilities, delivered by Milparinka. Action 13, Sport and Recreation. In 2018, the Access for All Abilities component of the Supporting Victorian Sport and Recreation Program enabled over 43,000 participants with a disability to engage in sport and active recreation across Victoria. Over $3 million was invested for the 12-month period supporting mainstream organisations and disability sport and recreation organisations to build capacity to deliver and sustain better opportunities for participation. In July 2018, we expanded Access for All Abilities Play to become statewide. AAA Play is a first point of contact web and telephone hotline service promoting accessible sport and active recreation opportunities across the whole of Victoria. Footnote 5. https://aaavic.org.au. End footnote. Picture caption. Health, housing and well-being. People with disability experience a high level of well-being in all aspects of their lives. Ice Sport Victoria Para Ice Hockey. Image descriptions. Left, man skating on sit ski. Right, two team members talking, one kneeling and the other sitting on a sit ski. End caption. Actions 14 to 17. National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS. Our $41 million Transition Support Package, see glossary, is helping people with disability and their families, carers and service providers transition to the NDIS. At the end of 2018, 27 organisations were funded to deliver readiness activities such as information resources and support for people with disability, their families and carers, the disability workforce and service providers. We developed two initiatives to support people with complex needs transition to the NDIS, the Intensive Support Team and the Supported Access Team. The information, linkages and capacity building component, see glossary, of the NDIS began in Victoria on 1st of July 2018. We are working closely with the National Disability Insurance Agency to ensure this component contributes to services, environments and communities that are more inclusive of all people with disability. Action 18, Workforce. We are investing $26 million to further support and prepare the disability workforce to transition to the NDIS under Keeping Our Sector Strong, Victoria's Workforce Plan for the NDIS. This plan will deliver 16 projects under 9 key priorities, focusing on building workforce intelligence, supply, capability, and innovation. In 2018, we have completed a study on the disability workforce's experiences as the NDIS rolls out. This study will provide a comprehensive evidence base that will inform policy and workforce planning. Rural and Regional Readiness Project, placing workforce connectors in strategic locations throughout Victoria and supporting the workforce with locally informed, place-based grants. We also delivered workforce projects under the Sector Development Fund. In 2018, we delivered projects through the Summer Foundation and young people in nursing homes to assist health clinicians to work with current and future NDIS participants in the health system, an online e-learning module and 28 workshops to support the new supervision and delegation framework for allied health assistance and support the disability workforce. Quote, the flexibility of the NDIS, together with the tools provided in this framework, is a game changer for our family. More importantly, it can be for anyone. End quote. Case study. Keeping our sector strong. Victoria's workforce plan for the NDIS has a focus on building the capacity of the allied health system. Improved use of allied health assistants and disability support workers will increase allied health workforce capacity and sustainability in the disability sector. This will improve the system's capacity to meet future community needs. On 20th of September 2018, the Department of Health and Human Services launched a new supervision and delegation framework for allied health assistants and the support workforce in disability. Footnote 6. In collaboration with Wodonga TAFE, the department delivered 25 training workshops across regional and metropolitan Victoria to support the use of the framework and increase understanding of allied health professionals working with support workforce in disability. An online training module is available. Quote, using the supervision and delegation framework within this NDIS plan, our grandson Riley has more opportunities to access intense therapy. We also have a great reference point to effectively self-manage the implementation of the right team to meet his needs as he grows. Having the right team is really important to our family, as we rely on clear communication regarding processes. This is about Riley's future. It is essential that we are informed every step of the way, but we also need to understand what those steps include. This framework has already improved Riley's ability to perform essential everyday tasks that we take for granted. His determination is inspirational, taking charge of his own goals and even having input into how he wants to achieve them. Riley sums up nicely the importance of his allied health team. On New Year's Eve 2016, Riley said, I have a New Year resolution. In 2017, I'm going to work harder on my hand so it gets better and I can use it more. Tracy, grandmother and carer to Riley, who accesses support from Allied Health Assistance. Footnote 6. The framework overview and full version are available at www.health.vic.gov.au/health-workforce/allied-health-workforce/victorian-assistant-workforce-model. An accessible version of the framework is also available by email request to alliedhealthworkforce@dhhs.vic.gov.au. End footnote. End case study. Picture caption. Health, housing and well-being. People with disability have housing choices that are flexible, suitable, affordable and accessible. Image descriptions. Left, man standing on balcony. Right, two women pointing at shopping list in kitchen. End caption.